The European Union, Brexit and Turkey. England is a country with a powerful deep state structure. This deep-seated power is one of the oldest entities in history, and in general, it wields significant influence over the entire world. It is for this reason that none of the key decisions made by England have ever been spontaneous moves made as a result of the course of events. Such plans are always devised by the deep state. The result of the recent referendum to decide Britain's future in the European Union should also be viewed from that perspective. It is not a natural course of action for a powerful country like England to reach a decision that will lead to its separation from the European Union. This decision has only emboldened the right-wing groups across Europe. Certain other countries that have suffered hardships because of the European Union may regard this course of events favorable. However, separation benefits no country and no people. The European Union is a community that has become the pioneer of a beautiful, long-awaited ideal. No person in his right mind would gloat in the face of the devastation or the destruction of anything that is beautiful. Why the English deep state willfully made a decision that will lead to separation and dissent is the subject of another column. The points we will emphasize in this article are the reasons that have pushed Europe to the brink of disintegration and the much-discussed issue of Turkey's European Union membership. Europe is a geography in which people share common traditions and tastes, and they live in harmony. It is for this reason that for a long time, the European Union has successfully remained a community that constantly makes progress and is able to enhance the spirit of solidarity among its members. Its roots, entrenched in the foundation of customs union. The organization has become a single country following the abolishment of the borders within Europe. It is correct that the European Union had been facing some problems due to its diversity, but differences are good in many aspects. Unity among people of different religions and traditions boosts progress. However, if this derives from a difference in quality, at that rate, shoddiness finding its way into quality will only bring about hardship, anger, and discord. When the European Union was first founded, it was assembled within the framework of a certain quality standard. It is for this reason that the European Union has always valued science, arts, and artists, and established aesthetics and quality as its main condition. There is no doubt that the people of Europe are not devoid of imperfections. They surely have their own faults. However, it is true that they set an example for the whole world to follow in various fields. Thus, it will be good to mention the recently much debated Turkish European Union membership. It would be pertinent to mention here that the excitement to join the European Union among Turks has remarkably declined. A recent poll shows that only 14% are of the view that Turkey should pursue its determination to join the European Union. The question, why has Turkey been kept waiting for the last 50 years, is asked frequently. And the main reason that has lately been suggested is that Turkey is a Muslim country. So much so that the rate of those who believe that the European Union has been stalling the membership process of Turkey because it is a Muslim country is as high as 60%. However, this is an erroneous assessment. Unfortunately, as a result of following various superstitions and a skewed interpretation of Islam, the majority of the Muslim community has strayed from a decent and good quality lifestyle, which is Islamic to the core. Instead of respect and love towards others, certain misguided factions in the Muslim world spread hatred. In sharp contrast with the teachings of Islam, they have stopped caring about their apparel, their eating and drinking habits, and their manners. Surely, not all Muslims are like that. There are indeed people among Muslims who are distinguished for their courtesy and quality. However, it is also true that the other people within the Muslim communities who disregard quality and consider such disregard a religious obligation have become a majority. It is quite disappointing that despite its democratic and secular regime, Turkey also hosts a group that revels in such lack of quality, and their existence causes disquietude among the majority of the Turkish public as well as in Europe. It is quite evident that the European Union will gain substantial benefits from Turkey in terms of Turkish agriculture and infrastructure. However, these are not the qualifications required for European Union membership. It is illogical to look for the cause somewhere else.
Islam is not the main concern of Europe. It is superstition. If Turkey were to experience quality, as perfect as possible, and did not give way to the lack of quality the biggest promote, it would be immediately and unhesitatingly accepted into the European Union, regardless of it being a Muslim-majority country. Quality is the name for the beauty of life. Life makes sense only through quality. God's beautiful creations earn meaning only through quality. Quality is nobility. Egoism, selfishness, and vindictiveness have no place in Islam. High-quality societies do not resort to anger and violence. It is necessary for Muslims to adopt quality as a way of life. If we are to speak for Turkey, due to all the reasons we mentioned above, a Ministry of Quality and Art should be established immediately. This is not solely a step taken toward attaining European Union membership. Above all, this is what we, the Turkish people, need. The foremost Muslim communities that should adopt quality as their way of life must become models for the entire world, fostering the spirit of quality that is inherent in the Quran. When this happens, there will be no country in the world that does not wish to join the union of love we will establish. Adnan Oktar's piece in Arab News, The Hands India and National Herald Tribune.